week going into March Madness whenever we play. But look, it will be better in a couple hours because these guys, nobody thought we'd be in the NCAA tournament this year. Not only are we going to be in the NCAA tournament, but I don't think a lot of teams want to play us. So we gotta improve from today and be excited about playing because it is a dream come true for many of our guys.
Did you think you'd be in the NCAA tournament this year?
I thought that we could beat anybody on our schedule, but I thought how young we were, David, that we're going to have too many growing pains, that it was going to be really tough this year. And then as we got out of South Dakota, I was like, well, we're better than I thought. And then as we started improving throughout December and early January, we're like, man, we could play with anybody. So yeah, I was surprised at times, without a doubt. But I also know when you stick together and you fight like crazy, good things happen. I think our guys showed that.
What does a socially distant selection watch party look like?
I don't know. I'll send you some pictures. We'll all be in a conference room together, just our bubble, just like when we eat meals and have scouting report. And we'll be excited when they announce our name. For some of our guys, it'll be the first time ever. You grow up as a basketball player dreaming to play in March Madness, and a lot of these guys will get to do that for the first time, and it will be exciting. Doesn't feel good right now, but it will be exciting in a few hours.
Thanks, man.
Sure.
All right, next question is from Wayne Epps. Wayne, go ahead.
What did you see on that third foul on Bones in the first half? What was the explanation, and then what effect did that have on the guys when Bones had to sit the final 13-5 in the first half?
Well, look, we've played with Bones out before, but in this game and then out that long because of fouls, it affects you. It affected us too much, to be honest with you. It was a guard handoff, and he, on the handoff he ran through it, and I think they were switching it. But I guess the refs thought he ran through that guy that switched onto him. So I'd have to look out on it, Wayne, on tape here to give you a better, clearer answer. But that's, refs call that. I guess they think there's an advantage on that physical contact.
I'll look at
that
picture, Wayne.
How do you assess the second half? The guys mentioned that the plan was kind of attack, get to the foul line, which you guys did. You guys cut it down to 7. Just how do you assess the second half and how you guys kind of played your way back in?
We got more aggressive, Wayne. We got more aggressive in the first half, and even in the beginning of the second half, we were just standing around dribbling around. And that was coming into this game. We talked about pace and space and getting that ball hot. We dribbled around way too much today, and it really hurt us. At least in the second half, we were moving more and getting downhill. When we went off 2 feet and attacked them, we drew a lot of fouls. We got better opportunities at the rim instead of going off 1 foot and letting Osuni and some other guys just size up our shots and made us miss. And we played with a little bit more eagerness in the second half. We played downhill and a little more aggressiveness, which was great. I mean, it showed our fight, without a doubt. But then we didn't get stops in the second half, and that really hurt us.
One more quick thing. You mentioned you guys are busing to Indy tonight after the selection show.
Yes, we'll get on the bus after the selection show, go to Indy, and report for duty there.
Thank you.
All right. Next question is from Mark Gahan, Buffalo News. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, Coach. Obviously, Bones sitting out so long hurt a lot. But just what makes their defense so tough? They're the top defensive team in the league, and just what makes it so tough?
Well, number one is they have one of the best rim protectors in the country, right? And he's elite. And even if he doesn't block his shot, he affects your drive. He affects your decision making. And I thought you saw that at times. I think they have some guys that are strong and physical and guard the ball and don't get themselves out of position. And when you don't move a ball against a team like that, that really packs it in and collapses on you, it's easier to help and recover. And if you're big and strong, you cut the court down, and there's not as much space. In the second half, I think we scored 40 points because we were moving them more. We were moving the ball, and we were getting downhill and creating an advantage. But in the first half, we didn't create any advantage for us, and that, they had a lot to do with it. And of course, at the rim, they're elite protecting the rim, and you saw that.
Thank you.
You're muted.
You're muted, Drew. It was me that was muted. Matt Spielman from Post Journal. Go ahead.
Mike, I think second chance they had 17 points. They had 13 offensive rebounds, and there was, I think, three straight around 5 or 6 minutes left where they had putbacks. How frustrating, demoralizing is that when you get a stop?
Very frustrating. As we talked about it, we talked about getting clean rebounds. When we'd had some clean rebounds, we were able to get out on the break and score some points. 50-50 balls in a championship game, you got to make them 80-20 balls for you. I didn't think we blocked out or had rotational rebounding late in that game by guys on the backside or on the top dropping down, and you saw that. There was a big backdoor baseline out of bounds play, and then there was two rotational rebounding plays that we didn't make that you got to make in a game like this. And when we rebounded at a high level and got clean defensive rebounds, you know, we're pretty good. We didn't do that today, and that was huge in the game. I thought that was their biggest advantage late in the game there. They got those deep offensive rebounds that really hurt us.
All right, thanks.
Sure. All right, next question is from Mark Davis from NBC 12. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Drew. Mike, David was asking you about if the selection show will kind of ease some of the hurt. Bones was talking about how one of the core values is moving forward. How will the selection show help you guys move forward quicker here in a couple hours?
Well, you know, in a couple hours, we're going to be in the NCAA tournament, right? And nobody thought we would. So that's a big deal for us. We got a really young team. And as freshmen and sophomores, this young team got into the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, I think we're all in VCU, even though we're upset we didn't win the championship today, we're going to be really excited that this team got into the NCAA tournament. That's a big deal. So my biggest thing is what type of resolve do you have when things don't go your way? I think in sports and in life, you know, the people that are most successful are people that have things that don't go their way and have some adversity that don't go their way and respond. Sometimes in the middle of a game or in life, right, in that moment, you got to respond and you got to move forward from it, no matter how bad it hurts or no matter how good it is, right? You got to continue to move forward. That's a big deal to me. That's the way I was taught and that's the way I coach. And today in the game, we didn't move forward from bad plays or adversity well enough to win a championship. We got to learn from that. But in 2 hours after, you know, we find out who we're going to play in the NCAA tournament, I want our guys to move forward from this game with great pride on what they've done this whole year, right? This whole year is why we got into the NCAA tournament. And maybe we can grow today to be ready for the next game in the NCAA tournament and be better, right? And so moving forward to me is, it's about everything we do is, you know, 18 to 22-year-old guys. That's why you go to college. That's why you play college sports is you become the best version of yourself. And to me, that's super important to all of us. I challenge our guys that all the time, and I'm going to challenge them in a couple hours when they yell our name that we're going to move forward from this and learn from it and be better and be ready to play the next game in the NCAA tournament.
Thank you, Mike.
Sure.
All right, Mike, we have time for two more questions. First is from Lane Casadante at CBS 6 in Richmond. Lane, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, you mentioned shot selection a couple minutes ago. You guys are a better shooting team than you've shown maybe in the last couple of games. Is it something that defenses have picked up on with you guys, or is it something that you want to just take care of you and work on that shot selection moving forward?
Well, it's not always it's shot selection. Taking a quick shot is like a turnover. Now, today we didn't turn the ball over as much as we've been averaging on the year, but, man, we took some really contested shots and some wild ones, and that's maturity. That's not being emotional when you're playing, thinking, man, I got to do my part. And your part is to make the right play in the right moment. So I without a doubt, I thought our shot selection today really hurt us. I thought in previous games we had, the last two games, we took good shots. We didn't make them all percentage-wise, right? But we were taking the right ones, and the right guys were taking the right ones. Today, I really think we got rattled, really did, and we got so emotional at times, and oh, I can make a play for us, and we just took some bad ones, and it really hurt us.
All right, and our last question is from Noah Fleischman from the Collegiate Times. Noah, go ahead.
Coach, how would you evaluate the play of Josh Banks today when Bones went out and Josh had to play some big-time minutes?
He was great, man. He was great. He's had a great month, last month of the year when we've called on him with some guys going down. And he played like an upperclassman today with his maturity. He just kept playing. He had great resolve. He just kept going. And I thought he played super hard. I thought he made the right decisions. You know, I think when you play the right way and you're in the right place, the ball finds you and you find the ball. And he did that today. So I thought he was 10 points in 22 minutes and had some good defensive plays and played so hard. I mean, he was exhausted after the game and he was very upset, and I'll rock with that guy any day of the week.
All right, everybody. That's all thank the you. Questions, all the time we have for Coach Rhodes. Coach, thank you very much. We'll be watching you for your name tonight. Hang tight, everybody. We'll get St. Bonaventure in here shortly.
Thank you, Drew.